My name is Sarah Davis, and I have to let you know that I have no financial conflicts of interest related to this research. But I am here to discuss with you a project that has been an ongoing project development of building a community health worker model in a large-scale agricultural center in Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. The participating institutions on this project started out as a collaboration with researchers from the Melanie and Zuckerman College of Public Health, El Colegio de Sonora, and El Centro de Investigación en Alimentación y Desarrollo. So we started this project with representatives who were able to look at this kind of idea of migrant farm workers in these large-scale agricultural centers in Hermosillo, Mexico, from the scope of a public health policy perspective, a medical perspective, a scientific nutrition-based perspective, and an anthropological perspective. And we did tons of work throughout Hermosillo, Sonora in a two-tiered layer of needs assessments, and we were able to get the participation of a large-scale agricultural grower in Hermosillo. So a little bit of a background on this project. We received a grant through the PIMSA grant, which is Proyectos de Investigación en Migración and Health. We got it specifically relating to this project in migrant farm worker health issues. And this research is really imperative, especially to our border area, as it relates to economic and social development within Sonora and Arizona. The health of migrant farm workers is a huge binational issue that we face in Arizona and our neighboring state of Sonora, and it oftentimes fuels a lot of the international migration dialogue as well. So our initial and principal focus was looking at this issue through a model and a lens of corporate social responsibility and try to utilize that framework to promote a community health worker program within low-wage workers in Hermosillo, Mexico. So this is kind of a visual representation of how we wanted to navigate the pilot study with our research and our needs assessment conducted in Hermosillo. We wanted to look at it through the scope of migrant farm workers. We looked at the children of migrant farm workers and their families, and we also looked at the access and availability of health professionals, and then we looked at it from the scope of growers and managers within the region. And we looked at all of these under the concept of corporate social responsibility within these large agricultural centers in hopes to implement this sort of community health worker model and eventually look at it through a public policy context. So corporate social responsibility is kind of the idea that it's this voluntary behavior for firms and organizations and companies to go beyond their legal requirements and their own economic interests to promote the overall well-being and social capacity and social capital of their workers and their enterprises. So here's kind of another visual representation of the model of corporate social responsibility, to which the x-axis, the horizontal continuum, represents the company's position between the modern view, a business responsibility to a larger society, or a narrow classical view of social obligations, which is primarily economic and legal, whereas the y-axis represents the continuum to which a company perceives the benefits, philanthropic, from adopting a socially responsible practices versus the perceived cost, which is the balance between socioeconomic and social capacity. So right now what we're looking at and our research derived from our initial needs assessment in Hermosillo, Mexico, is many people are in the classic view, and it's very, very socioeconomic based, and we're trying to push it into the northern or top left quadrant where they're absolving the socioeconomic need and moving towards benefiting their workers and their social responsibility as a means of social capital. So the development was a tiered project. And so we did a first needs assessment with multiple growers in Hermosillo, Mexico. And we went to many, many different farm worker camps and agricultural centers and did a needs assessment with middle management and the grower population, in addition to conducting informal interviews with migrant farm workers. And here's a little bit of background on what type of workers go into Hermosillo, Mexico. for agricultural migration. The majority of the workers come from Guerrero, Oaxaca, Veracruz, and Chiapas, and you can see the southern states of Mexico, and they all come up to Sonora, which is the top state to the left, which is of the blue and purple. And they go seasonally, and the majority of migration is seasonal for different types of products that come out of Sonora, and eventually there's trends of migration into the United States from Sonora. As seen here, the majority of farm workers in the camps that we worked with were from Chiapas and Veracruz, and oftentimes in the second tiered analysis, they were from Sinaloa as well. And this kind of shows the types of migration, and as we can see here, a lot of it is cyclical migration, specifically for agricultural reasons. So in this first needs assessment, 98% of the workers were housed in rooms of 5 people or more. Medium room occupancy in the camps was 30 people, and the median daily wage for them was roughly about $15 in U.S. dollars. And wages were used principally for food, sending money home, clothing, communication via telephone, and medicines. The workers' education levels was another interesting component of our initial research because they had a very, very diversified education level. Some had very limited education and had only gone through primary school, whereas there was a good population that had gone through middle school and completed high school. About 57%, of workers had reported ill since arriving into the camps for their extended period of time. And the primary prevalent health issues reported on this initial needs assessment were stomach issues, respiratory health, skin irritations with eyes, and also, you know, depending on what their pesticide exposure was or allergies to different reactions within the camps. Dehydration was another one, but also identified through headaches and other dehydration-related illnesses. And some had a little bit of health literacy surrounding diabetes, cancer, and hypertension. So the health services of where these farm workers sought medical attention primarily was medical services within the camp if they were offered. Local health departments within Sonora, if they had access to them, and transportation, a private doctor if they had access, or family that had access to a private doctor, and other. And other represents cultural health knowledge, overall health literacy, and what they've known from their families and what they've grown up doing. So the pilot program started with a specific grower in Hermosillo, Mexico, who had the confidence in this program and wanted to kind of work within his scope to implement this model of a community health worker model within his camps. So we sought a lot of time with capacity building or development of objectives for implementation of this sort of program, the expectations of us, and also the expectations of the grower to implement it, and then the overall impact of the program with micro farm workers. So the objectives, capacity building was a big, big component of this project. I mean, on both sides, because it is a binational project, so we worked with multiple academic institutions and growers within Hermosillo. We did an overall needs assessment with middle management within 3 migrant farm worker camps with the specific grower. And the results of the needs assessment included infrastructure issues and health promotion issues, which is a really key component in these camps and a key component to overall development of a human rights issue. Tiered implementation of community health worker model was over a year that we worked on it to develop curriculum to implement a promotores de salud community health worker model within the camps. We used collaborative, active education techniques because we did have a varied level of education on the populace. We did an evaluation and a second needs assessment about a year later, which was this year. And then we continued to draft expectations of project growth and continued capacity building within each camp. And one big component of that is gradual change and trust building. So the needs assessment with middle management included all of these health themes, and middle management identified infrastructure concerns as one of the key components to overall health for the farm workers. So dormitories were a big one, the food and eating area, or the cafeteria. methods of prevention, medical attention and access, bathrooms and bathing areas, water and dehydration related issues, and personal hygiene. Secondary were security areas for recreation, transportation, pesticides, and working conditions. So we developed an initial community health worker model where we trained middle management as promotores de salud, and we utilized different areas of middle management. So we used people that worked in the comedor, and which is their cafeteria. We also utilized engineers that work in the fields. We worked with people that do all sorts of fertilizing. So we had a key liaison in each area of the camp. And then we also worked with the on-campsite doctor and dentist. So we did a couple of different classes over the course of 7 months. And the first class we did is, what is a community health worker? What are attributes of a community health worker? How do you identify as a community health worker? And then we did follow-up classes with dehydration and also respiratory health. So this past year, we did a second needs assessment. So we kind of tiered it. So we have the upper management covered, and then the second needs assessment was specifically at the worker level. And so we spent 1 month within the same three different migrant farm worker camps to do a needs assessment. So I was able to interview 325 workers from all over southern Mexico. We did this through 21 focus groups and informal interviews. The methods, this sort of took a little over a month because we did a lot of trust building with them the first couple weeks and kind of lived in the camps, and then we got focus groups. And here we were able to identify that the top health prevalent themes were dehydration, stomach illness, respiratory illness, and musculoskeletal ailments, and basic first aid. And these are all of the things that were listed in relation to these four topics. So from the two needs assessments, we were able to develop a comprehensive curriculum. And during these focus groups, I was really able to practice activities to execute within the curriculum. A lot of barriers include linguistic barriers and cultural barriers. So this was a really opportune time to see what activities work, see who we needed as liaisons in terms of translation capabilities, because oftentimes a lot of these workers have Spanish as their second language. So we did games, we did drawings, and we really tried to identify the health literacy rate on how to prevent diseases, treatment of diseases, causes of diseases, and how they get their health information that in a way that maximizes their learning. We also conducted an evaluation with the 19 original promotores de salud that we trained. We revisited the prevalent health themes. We revisited how they themselves identified as a community health worker and how the workers were able to identify them as a resource to health and how they took ownership of the program and how it could be maintained in a sustainable development. And we also sought to them what they felt that tools and recommendations for teaching to promote continued implementation of the program and interior policy change. So with this program, there were many challenges. Part of it was because we do have a binational team, and half of us are in Arizona and half of us are in Sonora, so it takes time to develop this sort of program. We had a dichotomy between worker needs and the parameters allowed by the grower. As we were allowed access to these camps, they are very protective of their camps, and change is gradual. So we have to keep implementing, you know, slow steps. And, you know, providing the voice for the worker while listening and addressing worker or the grower concerns within each camp. Compounded with the mobility of the workforce, many of them are migrating in a cyclical fashion for work, so you don't always have the same workers at the same time that you go down there. So how do you implement a strategic plan for implementing community health worker models within each camp? As I said, change is slow, capacity building is gradual, and patience is key. Another challenge was the diversity of the workforce, both culturally, linguistically. Many people did not speak Spanish. They offer many translation services, and they have team leaders and contractors that do speak each indigenous language that the workers do speak, and so they give instructions in multilingual capacities. Their education levels and their regional differences provided a different learning forum for the implementation of a community health worker model. So we had some policy recommendations, and to implement a community health worker model in each camp, we really wanted to train members and specifically all of the middle management levels on prevalent health themes throughout each camp. We wanted to provide and develop a culturally competent and comprehensive curriculum that is camp specific, so anyone could pick it up and implement this sort of capacity training. We wanted to format a way that they could conduct health promotion classes upon arrival of each group of farm workers in the camps, because they do have different exports that they have different seasons for, and so they have different shifts of people coming in. And we really we were able to identify team leaders and contractors that work with these communities in their home communities and bring them up to Sonora. And they prove as a liaison, both culturally and linguistically, for us and the overall promotion of the program. And eventually, we are working towards proposing policy changes to infrastructure, specifically within dormitories in each camp. So next steps, what we're working on now, we wanted to continue the capacity building and implementation, so we will continue to conduct classes and train the promotores de salud on how to train the workers. We'll work with the contractors and the team leaders to conduct health trainings in home communities, both in Chiapas and Puebla specifically, so that they can have like a cultural context of what they're about to embark on when they go to Sonora, because many of them are unfamiliar with the climate and the desert. And continue to conduct needs assessments and evaluations to maintain relevancy within each camp. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yeah. And middle management? That's a great question. And that goes kind of with recruitment. She asked how we were able to get the growers and middle management to participate. We had a large team, some of which lived in Sonora and were familiar with the different growers in the region. And so we came across a lot of barriers and a lot of closed doors during the initial needs assessment. And so it was really utilizing contacts and who we knew within the area, specifically within agriculture. And then the one grower that we are working with, who's actually one of the largest growers in Mexico, really, you know, he's doing a lot of great big strides. Like, he implemented a foundation, a social foundation, which has a social worker, a dentist, and a doctor in each camp. And if he doesn't have it in each camp, they have personnel that go between the camps and spend a couple days at each camp. And middle management was really easy. Once we got in and gained the trust of this specific grower, we held focus groups with middle management, and he had identified people that were interested in overall health promotion. And so we did a needs assessment with them, and they were very open with what they wanted to see happen in the camp. And it was, that part was very easy in terms of recruitment and their participation. Yes. That's also a good question. He had asked if, when speaking to middle management and working with middle management as the means of the community health workers, is there a conflict of interest between the workers and middle management in terms of getting, repeat the last part of what you said, please? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In terms of talking about occupational health and if a worker gets injured, we didn't really see a lot of that. They are actually sort of the champions of implementing a training to prevent accidents, and they will be the first ones to bring the worker to the doctor and get immediate health attention. So that hasn't been a problem from what we've seen with this camp. Any other questions? Thank you.